Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the superintendent of the Marshalltown Water Pollution Control Plant, Bob Ranson. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you making a little time for us today. As part of the rotation with the Public Works Department, you drew the short stick this month. So let's talk about a few events that I know your department is a really big part of it. The Hazardous Materials Waste Drop-Off Day. That's coming up sometime this spring, right?
It is. It's going to be Saturday, May 16th from 8 to 11. And that's going to be hosted at the Water Pollution Control Plant at 1001 Woodland Street. It's kind of at the southeastmost building on the property that it's been hosted here for the past 30 years that I've been around, and has a pretty good success rate, a lot of participation.
Yeah, so what are some of the things that people might have in their homes that they can bring to this day?
So this is that opportunity when you can kind of, you know, clean out the basement and the garage and get rid of all those things like stains and varnishes and paint remover and thinners and, you know, maybe old gasoline or aerosol solvents, just those really strong cleaners, you know, ammonia-based cleaners and like those rechargeable batteries from tools that have quit working, you know, petroleum-based products, fertilizers, pesticides, weed killers. I always kind of joke because people will bring down, you know, window washing solution, and I think, well, wouldn't it be better to just wash the window? But, that's even an example of something that we take.
Yeah, and I feel like my buddy goes to estate sales and things like that and picks up, like, he wants one thing in a box, but then it's full of a bunch of cleaners. Like, all that stuff can probably be brought in is kind of what you're saying.
Correct. You know, most of the stuff that you just think is harsh type, you know, aggressive cleaners and chemicals and, you know, oil-based paints, things like that, things that you just wouldn't feel right putting in the garbage can because it's not the proper way to dispose of it. And then there are some things that we still cannot take, for example, like used motor oil, oil filters, lead acid batteries, needles, ammunition, explosives, compressed gas cylinders. But the good thing is that the folks out at the landfill have got a really good website at the Marshall County Landfill, and it's very specific, and it says what items they do take and what the fee is. So you can take your lead acid batteries out there at no charge. There's a small fee for used motor oil, tires, things like that. So if we don't take it, there are other resources. In fact, the folks at the Metro Hazardous Waste Drop-Off in Bondurant, you know, is where a lot of this stuff can be taken as well if we can't take them that day.
Yeah, and one nice thing that you guys always do with this day is you line it up at the same time with your large junk item drop-off day as well. So that'll be Saturday, May 16th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. too. Tell me, what are some items that people typically bring out to this day?
So those are just those really large garbage items that, you know, don't fit in your residential can or you don't take out to the curb because the garbage man isn't prepared to take a couch or something like that. But it's really just large garbage type items, you know, that require some extra effort. They won't be taking appliances or propane cylinders or tires, things like that. A lot of the similar stuff that we can't take to the hazardous drop-off still apply here. But there's an opportunity for metal recycling. You know, for example, you have a gas grill and you've just never known what to do with it. Well, this would be a time where you could take this old gas grill or, you know, patio furniture, just those large irregular items that need to be disposed of. Keep in mind that the large junk drop-off and the free compost facility that we haven't talked about yet, but I'm sure we're going to, those are for Marshalltown residents only. The household hazardous waste, that can be from outside of city limits, but the city is the one that is hosting and having to pay for these large junk drop-offs and the free compost facility, so they'd like to restrict that to just the residents of Marshalltown.
Yeah, that is a good different notation in there. We want to let our listeners know. You also have, as you mentioned, the free day for the compost facility, Saturday, May 16th. This one's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And is this just the typical stuff that you would take out to the compost facility?
Yep. That would be your debris from your property. It wouldn't be building materials or, you know, other lumber, stuff like that. Still no tree stumps, but just the vegetation, the grass clippings, the tree branches and everything from your property. And then they're also going to have large load assistance for compost. Like if you wanted to get a truck or trailer load of compost, they would have a loader down there, and with a signed waiver, they would be willing to help load up your trailer or whatever if you wanted to get some good compost to take back home.
Yeah, and it's all nice because it's all right back there by Riverview Park on the north side of town. And I think really that big one is the free assistance, because I believe there's a fee with that throughout the year. So joined today with Superintendent of the Marshalltown Water Pollution Control Plant, Bob Ranson, talking about May 16th, just kind of being that free day for hazardous waste, large item junk, and compost drop-off. Bob, can you talk about, I know this time of year, you know, people start mowing their lawn again, those grass clippings get on the road, that's not good in your facility.
No, and it's really hard on the storm sewer system. So that causes plug-ups in the storm sewers, and then that can cause backups, and it helps, it just plugs up that, you know, that artery system of stormwater being able to get away. Police Chief Jones had an article or a write-up in the on the Facebook today about reminding people not to put their grass clippings in the street. And, you know, and even when in the fall when they're doing their leaves, you know, the street isn't the place for grass clipping and leaves. And, you know, that brings up the fact that even the, you know, garbage that lays in the street flows down the gutter and gets into the storm sewer system. So if you see those, you know, discarded pop cans or Walmart sacks or those little plastic bags from the various grocery stores, if you see that stuff, it's really important to clean that up, because once that gets into the storm sewer system, it flows down to, you know, the lagoon at Riverview Park. And it's just so unsightly to see, you know, pop bottles floating around in a pond next to geese. So kind of a general reminder to kind of police your neighborhood and keep picked up.
If we all picked up 5 pieces of trash a day, think about how far that could go to keep our community clean. So one thing that I've talked about with just about everybody, I feel like, because we're going to be doubling the size of our community for one night on July 22nd when RAGBRAI comes to town. I imagine then, you know, water pollution control, you're going to probably have an increase of water flow to your facility. What are you guys doing to prepare for, you know, these 25,000 extra bikers coming through town?
One of the biggest things is going to be setting up disposal sites for RVs. I think there's projected to be like 400 RVs just at the high school alone. So I've been voluntold or been offered the opportunity to work with the sanitation and showers committee for that night, and we're finding places to make it convenient for RV wastewater disposal. Then there's also, you know, just the garbage that's generated is going to be a very large opportunity for people wanting to volunteer, service groups and you know, the youth groups and everything. There'll be plenty of opportunities to lend a hand.
Yeah, so Bob, at the facility, are you guys doing extra maintenance right now to kind of prepare for the summer, or is there anything extra you guys are kind of doing at the facility to make sure you're ready to go?
This time of year, we spend a little bit extra effort making sure our stormwater equipment's ready to go. We've got a couple of pumps down here that can take large flow. They can pump, there's two of them, they can pump 15 million gallons a day. And it's just critical that those pieces of equipment are in tip-top shape. Also, some of our stormwater pump stations, like the one at Riverview Park and 18th Avenue, it's critical that when that equipment needs to run, it must. So we've been spending the last couple of weeks making sure that equipment's all ready to go. And we've had a couple of tests of that equipment here just recently, and everything's working fine. On the wastewater end of it, we treat wastewater year-round, so We're ready for RAGBRAI when it comes to the wastewater part of it.
I do want to ask you as well, though, when we get these big, heavy rains, does that affect you guys at all?
It does. Several years ago, it's probably been 10 years ago, they put in a new storm sewer system that kind of runs parallel to the existing stuff, and it kind of runs from the Veterans Home along the Iowa River, and that has really helped relieve some of the pressure that we used to have a lot of overflowing and things like that over by the northwest corner of town. And the investment that the city put into that storm sewer system has really benefited us. But stormwater flow, you know, we can get a wet weather event and our flow will go from 3 million to 15 million gallons. And we have to be able to relieve the pressure out in the city. And once it gets here, we have some storage lagoons. We have about 40 million gallons worth of storage that we can hold the water and then treat it as the flows come down.
And then do we have kind of water constantly stored then, or do we have typically that as low as possible?
We keep it just so that the clay liner stays wet or the rubber liner stays held down. So we keep it to a minimum amount, and that gives us the largest capacity to, you know, there's been days where we've had to divert water out there because we could only treat, you know, 10 million gallons a day through the plant, but we had 25 million gallons coming down here. So we've actually filled that 40 million gallon lagoon in a day and a half in prior big weather events. But right now the lagoon's empty, and hopefully we don't have to use it. It's kind of like homeowner's insurance. You hope you never have to use it, but it's nice when you need to.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, joined today with Superintendent of the Marshalltown Water Pollution Control Plant, Bob Ranson. Bob, thanks for all you do and stopping by today.
I appreciate you having me. Have a great week.